And I think the first thing that we find, at least from my experience, in this discouragement cycle is we have a high level of commitment. We get excited about a commitment in our life. God seems to flip a switch and we're all of a sudden very committed. Do you experience that? We see this in the life of Elijah at a high level where he is saying before the people of Israel, stand up and make a commitment. Stop faltering between these opinions.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy continues his teaching, Going Through a Dip. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you much, Kurt. And I do welcome you live here to the Intentional Living Center. We started a series yesterday called Going Through a Dip, and we're going to pick up with it today. I recorded this with our staff, a couple years ago, 2-3 years ago. But the reality is, when you get going through a dip, you can really get stuck there. And I'm thinking even now, some of the dips since the time I recorded this to this date that we've been through in our life and our family and the challenges. And that's why living intentionally is so essential in Christ. We're going to unpack this topic a little bit more here in just a moment. Before we do, I want to gently but also very clearly remind all of our friends in the Midwest, especially Michigan, that the Intentional Love Marriage Conference is coming up next weekend, October the 13th, Friday night in Midland, Michigan, and then the 15th in Jackson. And, you know, this is a leave-turning time, beautiful season. It might be just a thought. Hey, you know, maybe you say, hey, there'd be a place we could travel to, beautiful Midland or Jackson, and be a part of this Intentional Love Marriage Conference date night. Tickets are available, but you need to order them quickly. Go to theintentionallife.com at our website. You can get them there. All the proceeds go to the ministry. And then, of course, we'll be in Albuquerque and then in Arizona as well, coming up in the weeks ahead. All right, to the teaching studio and continuing the topic, going through a dip.
And some dips, number 4, just don't make sense at all. I was thinking about dips in the scripture. I was thinking about people who went through times in their life that were kind of the downturn. And I thought of 1 Kings chapter 18, the story of Elijah. And I just want to share a little bit because as I was thinking about this and praying about this, I think I got a little insight into a cycle that we go through because I relate with Elijah and what this guy faced in the story as it's told in what I think of as the discouragement cycle we go through. And this is me. I don't know if this is you, but I go through a discouragement cycle where you can be up and then you go down. You ever go through that? You get that? It's like things are good and then you start to go down and you go around and around and around. Here's Elijah. We know he's a prophet of God. He's a strong leader. He's living in a time of great disobedience of the children of Israel. And God has called him to be God's spokesman to the people. And the people of Israel are wandering again from their faith. They're not following God. In fact, they're starting to follow the prophets of Baal or Baal. And finally, God, through Elijah, says, take the children of Israel to Mount Carmel. Now, Rod and I have had the privilege of standing there. In fact, I had the privilege of speaking from this chapter, standing near the location where Elijah experienced this encounter with the prophets of Baal. And we find in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21, listen to Elijah as he is now challenging the people of Israel. And he says to them, and Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. But the people answered him not a word. It's interesting. And I think this discouragement cycle that we go through, listen to Elijah, because in a moment we're going to see this guy go through this entire cycle in his life. And I think the first thing that we find, at least from my experience, in this discouragement cycle is we have a high level of commitment. We get excited about a commitment in our life. God seems to flip a switch and we're all of a sudden very committed to losing weight. I'm going to take better care of my health. I'm going to start taking care of my finances. I'm going to be a better husband. Do you experience that? Do you have those moments, those January 1st New Year's resolutions in your life that seem to occur and you get committed? We see this in the life of Elijah at a high level where he is saying before the people of Israel, stand up and make a commitment. Stop faltering between these opinions. Be a follower of God. He's standing on Mount Carmel with 450 prophets of Baal, and he is there by himself. And he is ready to confront the evil all around him. In fact, you know the story. Elijah says, go ahead and build your altar and call down your God. See what your God will do here today. And we see in verse 26 through 27, says, so they, talking about the prophets of Baal, so they took the bowl which was given them, and they prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, oh, Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, no answer. And they leaped about on the altar which they had made. And so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them. Think now, he's there alone in front of all of these prophets. And here's what he says, cry aloud, for is he a god? Either he's meditating, or is he busy, or is he on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping, and he must be awakened. Here's Elijah, who first of all calls people to a commitment, and then secondly, I'm talking about in our lives now, bringing this to a level of where we live. I think after we have a commitment, there's something that happens in us that we start to develop a sense of confidence. And many times, it's a self-confidence. It's a sense that I can do this. And we know that Elijah called down the power of God, I won't read the rest of that story, and consumed all of the altar. And then went and had all those prophets brought together and had them slaughtered. I mean, this was quite an event. This is a big deal going on here, okay? This would have been on CNN and Fox News. And then talked about for 6 months.
You're listening to Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. And he'll be back in just about, a minute. If you'd like to get a copy of today's teaching, go online to theintentionallife.com. Not only will you get today's teaching, but the entire series it belongs to. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours at 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. Well, here comes that minute, and then back to Dr. Randy.
Learning to be intentional will help you to live intentionally, which will have a profound influence on your life and even those around you. When you become a monthly member, Dr. Randy's teachings will help you to be a more intentional parent, a more intentional spouse, and you'll get a better understanding of what God wants to do in your life. Join today, and as a monthly member, you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which contains autographed copies of Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the Intentional Living Wristband. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's teaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
Dr. Randy's program today is from a larger teaching called Going Through a Dip. And when you become a monthly supporter, you'll receive our Intentional Living new member kit as thanks. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as he continues his teaching.
We know that Elijah called down the power of God, I won't read the rest of that story, and consumed all of the altar. And then went and had all those prophets brought together and had them slaughtered. I mean, this was quite an event. This is a big deal going on here, okay? This would have been on CNN and Fox News. And then talked about for 6 months. And then we turn over just one chapter, chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Jezebel sent a message to Elijah saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow at this time." Here's Elijah who has just called on the power of God and had confidence. And this woman says, "I'm going to take your head." Listen to what Elijah does. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which is in the south from where he was, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die. "It is enough, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." Here's the cycle I see in life. I think most of us have a level of commitment. We want to live intentional in our life. We really do. I'm convinced we do. We want to be intentional in our faith, our health, our finances, the things of our life. We want to trust God. I don't think most of us as Christians want to rebel from those things. I think we kind of have that sort of in us. If we're a follower of Christ, the Holy Spirit is in us and convicting us and prompting us, and we have this commitment. Then we develop even a confidence, and then just like Elijah, we go into discouragement. And I think discouragement is something that follows. Now, we know for Elijah, the guy was pooped. He was just plain tired out. You ever found out you get into a dip when you're tired? I mean, look what this guy had just been through. I mean, he had done all of these things and faced all of this, and he had run, and he had challenged, and he'd called down the power of God. And you know what I find for myself? My dips usually come right after a high point in my life. The dips naturally follow good times. That's my experience. Things seem to be going well. We become committed and confident and cocky and assured and all of the things that can happen to us, and boom. Didn't see it coming. And we go into a dip. So what do we do? I was thinking, okay, Carlson, you got this dip thing down. So what do you do? I thought about a whole bunch of psychological truths I could tell you that would help. I have all my textbooks I could pull out. Say, when you're in a dip, chapter 4, the dip chapter. How to get out of a dip. And I was just reading. I was thinking, God, reveal, show me something in your word that just kind of would speak to this. And I came across a passage that we all are very familiar with, but it's a psalm. And I realize it's over the years when I've counseled with people who've gone through discouraging times in their life, and I found myself in a counseling room with somebody who's gone through a loss or a defeat, that I've often turned to this psalm, Psalm 27. Last night, as I was thinking about this verse, I was just reading the first verse of Psalm 27, and it all of a sudden hit me. I don't want to read more into it than is there, but it hit me that this verse is sort of another intentional living verse for us. And it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Isn't that interesting? And I thought about three things that the psalmist David, who, by the way, had a lot of dips in his life, right? I mean, if anybody had dips, it was David. A lot of them of his own making. That's another thing about dips. Sometimes we dig the hole, we dig the dip, and then we jump in it, which is a whole other teaching. But there were three things that David said in this one verse. He says, first of all, the Lord is my light. He didn't say the Lord is a light. He didn't say the Lord was one of many lights. He says the Lord is my light. And it's interesting, you don't see the reference of God as light that often in the Old Testament. And David is saying the Lord is my light and my what? He is my salvation. And what was the third thing? He is my strength. And I looked at that last night, and I'm thinking of it in terms of intentional living, and all of a sudden a light goes off in my head. Okay? Because you hear me talk about our head, our heart, and our hand. You hear me talk about the alignment of how God wired us as our head, our heart, and our hand, right? The fact of our thinking, our heart, our passion, that part of us where God connects with our heart and that our hand are reaching out. In fact, it struck me over the weekend, when you look at the Trinity and you look at God the Father and God the Holy Spirit and God the Son, how each of those speak to the three parts of us. God the Father, who we have not seen. And yet God the Father speaks to my head, speaks to that part of me. And then God gave us His Holy Spirit that speaks to the heart, doesn't it? And then God gave us Christ. Christ was the part of God, is God, that spoke to our hands of how we live our lives. Isn't that interesting? Just threw that in for free.
All right, we're back live in our Intentional Living studio. Continuing the series on going through a dip. We do face it. I hope that you're finding some encouragement from what you're hearing. You know, often when you go through a dip, one of the things that can happen is those feelings of depression. Yesterday, and again today, Dr. Greg Jantz has stopped by to be with us. He's a psychologist, founder of The Center, A Place for Hope, in Seattle, Washington. And, you know, Greg, we've been talking about depression. We got a caller on the line, so let's have Barbara join us from Georgia. Barbara, we appreciate you standing by. So what's been your story with depression?
I've been the sole caregiver for my mother, who is 87 and has Alzheimer's, for 8 years. And I've not had a break in 8 years from that. And I think that it was beginning to work on me. And so at the end of the year, it was a week before Christmas, I'm an avid reader, and I'm constantly going to the library for books, but I've never read inspirational books. I've read my Bible. I have never read inspirational books. I don't know why. But for the first time, I walked into the library and went to the new release books. And I don't know if I can mention an author's name on the radio. But one of the books there, I took it out. It happened to just be in my face. It was like God was saying to me, read this book. Hmm. And so I did. I got the book. And the very next day, my mother was put in the hospital with pneumonia over Christmas. I took the book with me to the hospital every time I went. And I read when I was sitting with her, and then I continued to read those books, and I've continued to read the same author. I want to read every book she's written, because I listen to Family Life Radio. It's the only station I listen to, but that wasn't enough. And because I am the sole caregiver of my mother, she's totally bedridden. There's an enormous amount of care that goes into that. I have not been able to attend church like I used to. And I was missing something. And I felt like I feel now, when I look back on it, that I was missing God, mostly. But
God uses people, clearly, Barbara, to communicate his truth, and of course, no, all authors aren't created equal, but everybody wants to know now. They've been hearing you. Who is the author? Who is this woman that you've been reading?
Karen Kingsbury.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, and it's been encouraging to you reading her books.
Oh, her books have opened up my mind, because the situation in the storylines may not be the same thing I'm facing, but the verses that she refers to will fit.
Yeah.
My life, the verses that she referred to in the people in the story was speaking to me.
All right, let me jump in for a minute. Let me jump in for a minute, Barbara, because I want Dr. Greg to comment. There's two things she said I wanted you to comment on. One is she talked about the cumulative effect of a lot of loss. She's not normally a person who would be depressed or down, and it was like all of a sudden last year was just an overload. I want you to talk about how people who don't normally face this may all of a sudden face it as an accumulative effect. And then secondly, the power of the things that we read. Are there some things other than Scripture or in addition to Scripture that you would recommend people read that might be encouraging to them?
Good. Good questions, and thank you, Barbara, for these comments. One of the things that stands out to me is sometimes loss comes in waves, and, you know, we can be going along in life, and it seems like everything's going great. There is no loss, and there's no grief, and then all of a sudden we can have a wave of loss. It could be several loved ones that die, or close friends, or loss of a job, but there's significant loss, and it seems to pile up all in a short period of time. And, you know, for anybody that can be overwhelming, but particularly if we haven't experienced multiple significant losses, that really can be traumatic. And it can throw us into a tailspin, and we can ask ourselves, wow, what is wrong with me? What did I do wrong? And you really can begin to get your thinking distorted. So I love the healing power of God's words, and for a writer, whoever it is, to interject the words of faith and God's word, and to read those and see other people's stories,
right.
Even though it may not be like ours, that inspires us towards hope.
My husband and I had the privilege of sharing Randy Carlson's marriage encounter, and it was very inspiring, uplifting, and we're already seeing a difference in our marriage, so it's been a blessing immediately. I feel that we're much more connected, and we're intentionally trying to understand the other person, which is the way we were when we first got married 30-some years ago. We figured out that I'm a head person with lots of hands, and he is a heart person, and so we're learning to appreciate that and blend together rather than try to get the other person to see our way of thinking.
Hey, there you go. You know, we don't have to go out and beat the bushes to try to get a story. These are real people who have been at an intentional love marriage conference or date night, and their lives are being changed. We see about 80% of people standing up with great enthusiasm to say, hey, here's my one thing for my marriage for the next 30 days. I'll tell you, one of the things I'm going to give you a little, I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit and share with you one of the things we're going to talk about at the upcoming Intentional Love Marriage Conference in Midland, Michigan, and Jackson, coming up a week from Friday and Sunday. We find two things. A crisis will often set off whatever's going on in a marriage, either good or bad. But we know that there's a crisis. It could be health. It could be financial, it could be unresolved issues that blow up, whatever, all of a sudden test the metal of that marriage. And if you have grown apart that 1 degree over time, all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're not, you know, 3 inches apart, you're 30 feet apart, you're 90 feet apart, you're a long ways apart. You have to yell just to be heard, and then you're not being heard. How do you get back on path? One of the things we're going to teach at the Intentional Love Marriage Conference is something really cool. It's so practical, and it's transformational for your marriage, and we're going to get into that. So, again, the Intentional Love Marriage Conference series begins, the tour in Midland, Michigan, coming up a week from this Friday, October the 13th, and then Sunday night in Jackson, Midland and Jackson, and then Albuquerque on the 27th of October, early November in Phoenix and Tucson. Get your tickets. We want to see you. We're going to have a great time. Some of the venues have already completely sold out. Gold Circle, I don't know how they're all doing. I know we had one or two that was getting close to being sold out completely. So check it out and get your tickets at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
There's a lady called Mary that called in and said she's having trouble sleeping and stuff at night. She's a little anxious. I had a comment for her. Instead of counting sheep, talk to the shepherd, Mary, and you'll find your rest. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, listen, thank you for sharing your stories. By the way, whenever you call our number, we got one number, and then you get like the code. You know, you can hit one and talk to me if I'm live on the air at that moment, or you can hit number two. And number two, you can leave your story, right? Number four, you can talk to one of our staff. And I can't remember anything beyond three numbers. But anyway, whenever you call, share your story with us at 888-888-1717. And by the way, when you do call during West Coast business hours and push number four, our staff will pick up and they'd love to talk to you. And one of the reasons I'm going to encourage you to use that number is because your ongoing support for the ministry, practically, in financial terms, your dollar a day, $30 a month, and so on, or whatever amount God lays on your heart, allows us to do this. And for new members, those who become monthly members of Intentional Living, you're a part of this journey with us. We're going to send you a new member kit, which includes two of our best-selling books from Intentional Living, The Power of One Thing for Your Own Personal Development, and then for your marriage, Starve for Affection. And we'll get those out to you ASAP, along with the One Thing wristband, the same that I wear every day, as a way of saying thanks. And then ongoing, you should receive in your mailbox every month a CD from me to you, one of our core teachings to encourage you, that we all need that on a monthly basis, don't we? Here's what you do. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. We wrap up the series Going Through a Dip next time. We'll see you then.